It's now 7:50 on Saturday, the 18th of February.
He sometimes, on the different legs, picked up silhouettes of members of the bomb string. Moonlight light, though, you would pick them up easily.
The whole thing, from the moment you take off to land again, was encased in a ball of silver. I mean, the only counter, as far as I'm concerned, was Stuart kept busy.
I got the time, Digby.
Just gone 10 to 8 again.
That's it, up, son.
Now, the pilot, 15 minutes to mount the coast again.
RAF Lancaster, WF-183, call sign O-Orange, crossing the North Sea as part of a 700-plus operation to bomb Krefeld in the Ruhr. The first bombs will fall at 0 hour 8:30 p.m. Sam Lambert, her pilot, is flying his 48th mission. This is the story of the last flight of O-Orange, nicknamed Creaking Door, and also of the many men and women, British and German, whose lives were changed that night of Saturday, the 18th of February, 1943.
Navigation to pilot.
Come in, coach.
Any sudden arrest will skip.
Negative. No problem.
They're unhappy about wind strength, skip. Keeps pushing us off course.
Simon Cohen, navigator on O-Orion, sits at a small table some 6 feet behind Sam.
Better check it out.
Some 40 miles away from Creaking Door, Luftwaffe Oberleutnant August Bach, commanding officer of radar station Erning on the Dutch coast, enters the control hut.
A big operation.
Enough to keep us busy here, Oberleutnant.
This is Willy Ronecker, senior NCO at radar station Erning, August Bach's right-hand man.
This night, North Germany. That means we called the night fighter units from South Germany in the afternoon to North Germany. Number one, we warned the industry. We want the railway, medical units, and so on.
Likely target?
It's too early to say, Herr Oberleutnant. Heading just north of us. Hamburg, Cologne?
You've alerted the plaque units in Antwerp, Breda, Rotterdam.
Being done, Oberleutnant.
In the center of the room is a frosted glass table on which is etched a map of their area, showing the North Sea and 60 miles inland across Holland and western Germany.
Send a signal.
Defense of this area is Erning's responsibility. Similar radar stations form a wide belt between Britain and the heart of Germany. Two plotting girls positioned below the map shine colored points of light upwards onto the table's surface. A red light represents a bomber. Soon, a moving point of blue light will be on the table to represent the position of a German night fighter.
I hate cloud. Let's try to get about it. 2850, Vassis.
2850.
Let's hope it's not all the way to our sailing skip.
That's it, Vassis. Here we are.
It is pitch dark, except for the luminous glow from the dials in the cockpit and the dull light from the G and the newfangled radar set, H2S, on Cohen's navigation table.
I mean, on a night raid, it was really just flying blindly in complete darkness. If it had been Germany, it could have been Tibet, really, underneath.
Keep an eye on that starboard end, Vassis.
I'll check all the gauges.
18 years of age, Sergeant Ted Battersby, flight engineer on Over Orange.
Give it a bit more throttle. Could be a plug. He's coughing like an old banger.
Are you all right, Skip?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine.
Are you afraid of dying, sir?
I'm afraid of the rest of them dying because of some stupid mistake I make. It's all down to me.
Of course it isn't.
Who else? I'm the pilot. Every bugger depends on me.
You can't take the blame for everything that goes wrong.
I move the control wheel, the plane gets hit. I don't move it, we still get hit. Hard to know what to do. I keep dreaming of Gregson.
19,000! Still cloudy, Skip!
Maintain cloud!
150 miles an hour, Skip.
Pilot's a bomber,
huh? Yes, sir.
Any sign of this cloud breaking up?
Negative, Skip. But you know what I wish, sir? I wish I was standing with a foaming collar down the dog and back.
Yeah.
The best bloody bomber ever, the Avro Lancaster.
Oh, here we go.
I'll fight any man here who has a bad word to say for the Lancaster, or Creaking Door in particular. You never said that the first time he flew it, you guess? Oh, no. Proper scared he was. Thought the forward hatch door was going to open under him.
We're coming up on target, right? I'm laying on the forward hatch in the bomb owner's position, and the door keeps making this funny noise.
You imagined it, boy.
I bloody heard it, you little Welsh milkman. I'm lying on the flame.
No, no. Skipper says I can't hear nothing. Nobody could, only him.
When we got back, I said to Sam Lambert, Sam, I said, get that flaming creaking door down on your drip sheet. Have Worthy's men take her apart before some bloody bomb owner finds himself sailing down into Hunland on the back of a blockbuster. And you know what he said?
Yeah. We'll be okay on this plane, diggers. The creaking door hangs the longer.
Yucky bloody door.
Pilot, the G's being down, Skip, beside the track. Adjustment to course, turn left, 0-2-0 degrees.
Pilot to navigator, give me that again, Kosher.
Turn 0-2-0 degrees port, Sam.
Roger. I feel a bit happier once we've cleared this cloud.
We went into our waiting rooms, already dressed, with our combinations. And the life vest we had on, we did not smoke, of course, because this is reducing your air sight. We were eating in carrots. We were waiting there, playing cards, reading books, and the light was not so bright, and we waited. And then we waited very often for hours.
27 young German flyers, pilots and their radar operators and observers killed time at Luftwaffe night fighter station in Kunzwing in northern Holland.
Attention air.
Here we go.
Go on, Werner. Rudy, your hat. Rudy. Dieter, did Christian Himmel say anything to you before he left this afternoon?
I told you, Victor. I didn't see him. None of us did.
Yes, I know.
He'd gone off with Blessing before we got back from our flying tests. Shame his old man dying suddenly like that.
Yes.
So strange, too.
What?
Go on, Manfred, I'll catch you up. Himmel always said his pappy died when he was a kid. This is something to do with that file he saw about the concentration camps, isn't it?
What file?
That file that Himmel... Forget I spoke, Herr Oberleutnant.
And you forget anything he told you?
Yes, sir, Herr Oberleutnant, I have already. At least we now know why Blessing is always sneaking around our billet.
Sam Lambert's Lancaster climbs through cloud. The altimeter reached 20,000 feet.
Wish I could see the turning point, please. Pilot to navigator.
Navigator.
Not exactly where we are yet, Coach. Hang on. I can see two patches of searchlights to port.
Could be the Hague or Rotterdam. I'm working out another direction. The wind's got even stronger.
O for orange carry two navigational aids. G, a precise system of radio beacon grid lines that did not extend accurately into Germany and was easily jammed. Cohen also had a new device installed less than a month ago, a primitive radar known as H2S. It was prone to malfunction, but at least the Germans didn't know how to jam it yet.
Navigator to pilot. Collapse straight and steady. Now the clouds are breaking. Want to do a star shot.
Roger, Coast.
Cohen's father had taught him to navigate on his yacht, so Cohen preferred to use a sextant for star shots, and they had been in cloud for over half an hour.
Well, where those two lines crossed, of course, is where you were. Remembering never, never where you are.
Aboard his Junkers 88 at Kunzwick Night Fighter Station, Oberleutnant Baron Victor von Löwenherz and his crew run through final checks. Ahead, the runway is lit by searchlights.
Yes, we have an agent.
The mechanic and lookout Werner sits at the pilot's right shoulder. Rudy Sachs, the 18-year-old radar operator, sits behind them. The cabin isn't much larger than a family car.
Thanks, Oman. Clear to take off. Proceed to orbit station. Circle radio beacon. Church steeple 7,000 meters.
Sorry, Greeny. Will we like it? Because you take off well, sir.
SP, please.
They were overloaded, no doubt about it. Especially if you had additional tanks under the wings. By these high, sophisticated antennas. We had the SN2 recorders, then we had the Liechtenstein. Then a few additional more antennas. You had to apply additional power and additional speed to get airborne.
Night fighter on its way, sir.
Radar station Ermin, 75 miles from Kronzwig.
Who do we have?
We have two Ju-88s from 1st Division of Kronzwig. Call signs capture 1 of 5. 5 will be here first.
Let me know as soon as you have them on the plotting table.
Sir. Looks to be at least 400 Tommies.
Really? There'll be plenty for us to do, then.
Better one is Victor von Leeuwenhoek, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Shut down 6 the other night. We'll give them a run for their money.
Navigator to pilot.
Go ahead, Cohen.
We're about 25 miles south of the stream, Sam. Jimmy just got the new winds on the hour from group.
Weather had changed while you were actually in the air. Whatever the aircraft had gone out in the morning and sent back their weather report to base while they're actually over Germany, that would have been perhaps 8 or 10 or even 12 hours before you got here. The weather was possibly after the German fighter and ACAC weather was our third worst enemy. No doubt about it.
Working it out, Skip. Winds they gave us were well out.
Even more lost, some 10 miles further south of Ophir Orange, was another Lancaster from Wally Fen. Call sign S for Sugar. Its pilot was commander of B Flight, Flight Lieutenant Terry.
Give me a bloody headache, Billy!
Sorry, Skip. Just calculate.
Give me strength!
Correction. Turn 025 degrees left, Skip.
I don't want a blasted correction, Billy! Give me a heading to get me back into the stream!
Navigator to pilot.
Get on with it!
I calculated for 15 miles per hour. It seems to be more like 40.
Stop stuffing about! We don't want to get booted out the backside by flat from Arkham or Maastricht!
Turn left 90 degrees.
Turning 90 degrees port. Pilot to bomb aimer.
Yes, sir.
Stop waggling that forward turret.
I'd like to keep her on the move, Skip.
Well, keep her still a second. Useless bloody navigator.
He's only had the HTS a couple of weeks, Skip. He's doing his best.
Not jolly well good enough, Murphy. Cohen's coming to us tomorrow. He's a half-decent navigator.
And Sam Lambert's okay about the switch, is he?
Just keep your eye on the engines, flight engineer. I can handle Lambert. A spent force, Mickey, that's what he is. Just be thankful you're flying with me.
I'm very sure that I was successful in some cases because a real gunner did not see me. But he could not see me and I could see him better. Especially if I took the advantage of a tactical position to come from below.
There was one of the frightening things was that the enemy fighter could see the four exhausts of your aeroplane. One of the most frightening things of all, when you saw other Lancasters' exhausts, you think to yourself, Christ, we look like that.
O Orange is heading across Holland at a height of 21,000 feet, as high as it will go.
Regular to pilot.
Yes, Flash, what is it?
Oh, it's all right, Skip. I can see a couple of lights just below us to starboard.
Good man, Flash. Pilot to navigator, good show, Coach. Looks like we're getting back on track.
Radar station Ermin. On the cliff above the beach, the Freya radar aerials turn, named after the legendary Nordic goddess who could see 100 miles day and night. They are now jammed by special bombers in the stream. Cities along the Ruhr sound bombing alerts as the front of the stream heads toward them south of Rotterdam. Some 100 meters away from the Freya, the Wartburg radar tracking dishes move silently, following the bombers as they cross the area. These dishes, with their narrower beams, are the ones that track individual aircraft. A 100 miles to the southeast of the radar tracking station, the small medieval German town of Altgarten. Opposite the 16th century church of Lieberfrau is Fenzel's restaurant, where Walter Reisman, Bürgermeister of Altgarten, is hosting a dinner party to celebrate his birthday.
Why is it Grocers always know such risque jokes?
I heard that one from a politician, Herr Bürgermeister. Good turnout, Herr Bürgermeister, but luxury is always a draw. More champagne, sir. Thank you.
So, what do you make of this news of your cousin's, then?
What news?
August. Oh, don't come innocent with me, Gerd. August. Marrying this little rad girl, Anna Louisa.
You shouldn't listen to gossip, Walter. He went back to his radar station this afternoon.
He told me himself in here at lunchtime.
Really?
Argus couldn't keep his hands off her. Not that I blame him. She's got a cheeky little body. Must be half his age. I mean, that boy of his.
Hansel?
Hansel, yes. I mean, what kind of mother will she make for him? You know her reputation.
Well, everyone does. Except August. I've tried to... He's infatuated.
Pretty little thing. Good fun, no doubt. But marriage? No.
In war, men do strange things.
Drive on.
A Kubelwagen of the Waffen SS leaves the Wout Hotel in Altgarten with two men inside. Sturmbannführer Fischer and his driver, returned from the Eastern Front, have business with Herr Voss, the tailor, in Florestrasse. Business that can only be done in the darkness of night.
Turn left here.
As the car turns into Florestrasse and approaches the old tailor's house, it passes the house of August Bach, commanding officer at radar station Ernig. Inside, his 10-year-old son Hansel is listening to the radio.
Time for your bath, Hansel.
Do I have to go to bed now, Annalisa?
Of course you do. Big boys need their sleep.
What do you do when I'm asleep?
I have a letter to write to your father, and I want to be able to tell him what a good boy you'll be.
All right, I'm going.
No, come on.
Go on, get out.
Minor to all crew. Keep your eyes peeled. Night fighters out there.
Temperature on starboard outer is up a bit, Skip.
Running smooth enough. Give the dial a tap.
It's dropping back.
Pilot to wireless operator. Anything back from Met on the Wing situation?
Wireless operator to pilot. Nothing since 8, same. Been twiddling the dial, though, and there's some German stuff.
Thank you, Lisa. Marie,
what did I say, Jimmy?
As well as operator. Yes, I heard him talking. That's right, yes. What they were talking about, I have no idea. I don't even understand the language at all. But you actually listen and hear on that frequency.
God knows, Skip. Definitely a German transmission, though. Ground control to a night fighter, perhaps.
I think they were hearing the frequencies, and they heard the speech between us.
German, Jimmy.
But it was uncanny to listen. Uncanny. The control, at base control of the fighter, you could pick them up very well indeed. Then you had snatches of conversation where the pilot or the aircraft came back to you to answer. Very brief. You know, very brief indeed.
Bound to be directing some flight onto our heading.
Later on, it was disturbed by the English planes, right? And they had on board, they had transmitters.
And once you picked up, at your fighter station, you switched over, and the microphone, there were microphones in the engine that you picked up and transmitted through your own transmitter to try and obliterate the instructions to the fighter pilots.
Pilot to Red Turret, see anything, Flash?
Negative, Skip! Let it be some other poor bugger tonight, not us. Please, God!
...700 aircraft were ordered by Bomber Command HQ that morning. Ground crews, by great efforts, added 5 previously unserviceable aircraft to this total. But by the time the leading aircraft crossed the Dutch coast that night of February the 18th, 1943... ...there are now only 695 aircraft in a stream stretching back across the North Sea to the East Anglian coastline. 2 aircraft collided over the assembly point at Southwold, killing both crews... and 2 crashed on takeoff. The other 6 have turned back for such technical failures as rear turret hydraulic malfunctions, engine seizures, fuel line blockages, coolant pump failures, all the ills that aircraft flown to the limit of their endurance are heir to. 1 had to return because its pilot was taken sick. He landed back safely, but died next day from peritonitis due to a ruptured appendix. 6 de Havilland Mosquitoes of 8 group Pathfinders lead the raid, fitted with the new top-secret OBO direction guidance equipment. Their job is to locate the target, Krefeld, ahead of the stream, and drop bright red target indicator flares onto it. But tonight, there is trouble among the mosquitoes. Two have had to turn back already. Wally Sen Naffy. Ruth Lambert, Sam's wife, sits alone drinking a mug of strong tea after her supper. Safety and Rescue, where she works, has been hectic all day.
Is anyone sitting here?
No.
I say, are you all right?
Oh, fine.
Had some bad news.
Oh, that accident this afternoon, the armourer who was killed.
Did you know him?
No, I was there. I saw it.
Oh, how dreadful.
It's funny, you know. I was all right straight after. I mean, it was a shock, but... We were all that relieved and it didn't explode, but I felt quite all right, really. But, well, now I've had time to think about it.
Do you have a hanky?
No.
Here, take mine.
Oh, it's silly, really. I didn't even know his name. So many young chaps don't come back every night, but when you see it close to like that...
They know what happened.
It just dropped out onto him as he was taking out the safety pin. £4,000 cookie. The jaw must have split or something.
His name was Ian MacDonald.
Was it? Oh, I'm so sorry. I've been a fool. Madge Scott.
Ruth Lambert.
Any relation to Sam Lambert?
His wife. But I mostly use my maiden name on base.
You see, it's safe with me. I know his flight engineer.
You know Batters?
Well, you know... Must be awful for you. Waiting, I mean.
One has to try to get used to it.
Oh. Batters thinks your husband's a great bloke.
Does he? That makes two of us.
The 695 aircraft lumber towards Krefeld. Each Lancaster cost £42,000 to build. The man hours spent on constructing each four-engined aircraft could have built a mile of motorway. They carry a combined bombload of 1,960 tons of munitions at a cost of around £13,000 per bomber, including fuel and servicing. 980 tons of it is high explosive, over 930 tons of it incendiaries, not to mention 40 tons of special items like target flares and photo flash bombs. Taking into account training, hardware and weaponry, each aircraft represents a public investment of £120,000. Even without including the over mosquitoes, the nuisance raids on Berlin, and the leaflet dropping exercise over Ostend, to mount tonight's operation has cost the public purse around £85 million in the 1943 crisis.
Anna?
Ansel, are you ready for bed?
What's he doing?
Saying my prayers. Have you said yours?
Yes.
Good boy. Come on. Bed.
Hello, Louisa.
Yes?
I'm glad we don't live in Krefeld.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Did you write your letter?
Yes.
Did you tell Father I was a good boy?
Of course I did. And I sent him your love.
Good.
Straight to sleep.
Because the turret was open, we smelt the cordite of the exploding ACAC, which is the most nauseating smell you can possibly imagine, worse than a sewer. The absolute smell of death.
On Ophir Orange, Cohen the navigator tries to concentrate on his maps and charts.
Look at the details up there, Skip.
Navigator to pilot.
Evan Cash.
We're going to be a bit late to target, Skip. I reckon we'll be there in 31 minutes.
Thanks, mate. Get up at the toilet.
Muck
coming up. On the right,
Skip. Oh, God. So, if my mother known that I was going to go through this, she'd have probably never had me. That's how horrifying it was.
We're not on our own, Skip.
What?
I just saw another light below us. He's dumping a load of flak down there.
Wind's pushing us all south, Skip.
Blows on the starboard side, Skip. Somebody's got conned in a beam.
Keep concentrating on those throttle shutters.
You would see a beam flick over and catch a plane. In a flash, there would be 20, 30 more beams on it. you'd see all the shells exploding around the aircraft.
0 degrees port, skip.
Pilot to navigator, 030 degrees left. Getting close. Need to take some evasive action. Pilot to crew, brace yourselves, might be a bit bumpy.
I just have lung to do something. Move, you clones. They're going to get six on him.
Anyone see who it is?
Call my middle pilot.
Go ahead, Digby.
It looks like T's on me.
Oh, my God!
Great sort of sudden balls of flame and stuff and bits flying off, and you think, Christ, you know, poor sods, you know, and this is it. And down it went. And you think, Christ, there's seven bullets in there, you know.
Were.
Took a direct hit on the bomb bay.
Sam serpentines creaking door away from the probing searchlights in the flak. Soon they're flying in pitch dark again, seemingly alone in the sky.
Lost a bit of height there, Skip.
Climbing power, 2850.
2850.
Sam peers ahead into the solid black. His eyes begin to smart. He closes them for a moment.
Sir.
Hmm?
Can't you sleep either? I hate the thought of going back tomorrow.
If it hadn't been for the war, we wouldn't have met.
I can't imagine life without you.
Maybe you should try.
You're coming out of this alive, Sam.
All the blokes I started out with are gone. It's got to be my turn soon.
In the tailor's house in Altgarten, a light burns in the study as SS Sturmbannfuhrer Fischer watches Herr Voss examine the carpet he has brought him.
Old. Caucasian. No, don't tell me. Kuba?
Kuba, from the National Museum at Kharkov. 300 years old.
It's a very fine carpet, no question.
You know about carpets?
I've bought a few in my time. So you were with the Galician 14th Waffen SS?
How much?
How much were you thinking?
10,000.
Right, Mark.
What did you think? Pfennig?
It's a lot of money.
It's a museum piece, Herr Voss. Priceless.
Everyone says they have a museum piece these days.
I took the thing from the museum myself at the point of a gun. Like this. 10,000.
Please. Guns make me nervous.
At radar station Ermin, a fix has been set on O Orange.
Catcher 5, order. Turn 10 degrees starboard. Do you have visual contact? Catcher 5, can you see him?
I'm flying through cloud cover.
He's reacting too slowly. He must be one of the new fellas.
Be patient, Willie.
Can you see him on your radar yet, Catcher 5?
On O for Orange, they were unaware that they had become the target.
Cruising power, batters.
Cruising power, Skip.
Gently. Pilot to crew, we are at bombing altitude.
Bomb moment
of
navigator.
Time
for bomb
run, please. We got the directions from the ground. Lisa left, Rolf the right side. And we got always then the distance with Marie 5, that means... The distance is 5 kilometers.
Come in from Catcher 5. Target in sight. Ready, sight, set, on. It's a Lancaster. I can see the twin tail.
Nobody dares to say one word. Everybody was looking and what orders this guy gave to the pilot and hoping that he was catching the target, and then all this very exciting and full of electricity.
Catcher 5. Turn 5 degrees, Rolf. Reduce speed, you're coming too fast. Decrease altitude to 6,000 meters.
I'm right above him. I can't miss. Safety cut off. Trigger to automatic.
My pity was always the gunner, who had nothing to do but sit all the time looking to the horror of enemy attack.
Fighter, go.
Starting to port. Everybody hold tight.
Oh, God! Oh, my God!
Professor Five from Irming. Come in.
He's seen me. He's diving too.
Come, why did you come at him from underneath? Come in, Petter Five.
Petter Five to Irming. Throwing him down.
Rolling. Down, starboard.
You're too hard on it. You won't take it.
Shut up and help me. Get your hands over mine on the wheel. Trigger, down, starboard.
Stand.
It'll be the very sick-making feeling. It's rather like being on a roller coaster when you get to the top and you pow, you go down. Corkscrew is a fearsome. It's surprising the airplane stuck together, these stresses and strains.
We're going to take her down to 15,000 and then pull her up. Diving starboard. Ready back to full thrust.
3,000 skip. You'll snap the fuel assembly.
God, you're a beauty. We'll pull her up at 15,000. If you stop playing batters, I swear I will... Hold her.
17. 16.50.
Push, batters, push!
You'll take the tail.
Wait on the bloody altitude.
16. 16.50. Hold her. 15.
Right, you motherlucky bastard. Get up.
You won't live.
Pull her with me. Now.
Yeah, bro. Many clever fellows, which I missed, because then he moved down, and I missed him. Very often I was shooting in the blind, and I saw them making half a roll with four engine, and going down a steep dive, because I knew that was the only chance.
I have him right on top of the Tommy, and he lets him get away.
Catcher Five, stand by for further instructions.
Victor, he's an old hand. We can't, but he got away.
We'll get him on the way back. We're still heading east.
The Ruhr?
It's got to be the Ruhr.
Unless they divert northeast of Bremen.
No, it's too late for them to swing north and avoid the flak. Order. All Ruhr targets to air danger 10.
Very good, sir.
Thank God Anna Luisa and Hansel aren't in Krefeld tonight.
The six Oboe Pathfinder Mosquitoes on tonight's mission to Krefeld were having a bad op. As well as the two which had aborted over the North Sea because of faults with their oboe sets, another had engine failure, and yet another would not complete the mission because of an iced-up oxygen tube which cost the crew their lives in the North Sea. Flying 10,000 feet above Lambert, and nearly 200 miles an hour faster, and now only minutes from Krefeld, one of the two remaining mosquitoes turns back as its oboe set fails too. The last mosquito, however, is right on track for Krefeld. It is flown by Flying Officer Alan Hill, a married man whose wife is expecting their first child. The two-seater Pathfinder Mosquitoes had no armor or weapons. Flying as fast as they did at heights of up to 32,000 feet, they were thought to be inaccessible to night fighters. Neither the RAF nor Alan Hill is aware of the existence of the Germans' new top-secret supercharged Junkers 88.
Don't hear the other in a few moments. That's Alan. Off! Bundles! Open! Good man! Stand by!
Oboe pilots listened to radio signals from Britain that kept them on course. They didn't even have to see the ground to hit their target. Oboe was accurate to within 600 yards, guided by transmissions from 220 miles away. Alan Hill waits to hear a second signal. The navigator waits too, with his hand on the bomb release, ready to drop the target indicators on Krefeld. So far, for this last mosquito, everything has gone to plan. Of the four target indicators which fell from Alan Hill's aircraft when it exploded, two fell harmlessly, failing to detonate. The other two dropped just to the east of Altgarten, some 7 miles west of Krefeld. The flares detonated as they refused to do at 1,000 feet and spewed benzyl, rubber and phosphorus for 100 yards in all directions, creating two pools of brilliantly bright red light that was seen from 4 miles away by the approaching bomber stream.
I waked up during the night and I saw some lights came in the windows, and I looked outside and it looked fantastic. Nice Christmas trees, lights on the sky. I didn't know what is it. It looked very nice. I lived like a farmer's boy in the middle of the country. I didn't know anything.
No one at the Bürgermeister's party saw the lights.
And next, I must thank my dear wife. Yeah. And what can I say? She gets younger looking every year. Or maybe it's my eyesight failing. Firstly, for giving me three such pretty daughters, Elsa, Trudy, and sweet little Gerda, our youngest. I call them my three young sweethearts, you know. And, of course, I must also say thank you to... What is it, young man?
I'm sorry, Herr Bürgermeister. I've got an urgent message from Town Hall.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an official report that there is a heavy force of RAF terror flyers in the sky tonight. The likely target is the Ruhr. However, you will all wish to attend to your duties. Thank you for coming. Hi, Litha. There's the car outside.
The Bürgermeister's wife finds herself unaccountably in tears as she follows her husband out of the restaurant into the street where the official car is waiting with the engine running. She and her children wave as the car moves away. Walter waves back. He will never see his family again. As the car reaches the town hall, Walter can see the searchlights of the flak battery 3 miles away and Alan Hill's target indicator still burning. It was bad luck for Altgarten that the whole bomber stream was now 12 miles south of the planned route because of the stronger-than-forecast winds and would pass over it. The operation to bomb Krefeld was beginning to go disastrously wrong.